Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
An update on a story we brought you last year. A 14-year-old Fortune Williams killed in a crash in Queens last May, ejected from a BMW going more than 100 miles an hour before crashing into a parked UPS truck and a tractor-trailer. Now, the Beamer was driven by a 16-year-old kid with a junior license, meaning he wasn't legally permitted to drive in New York City. Well, he was charged with manslaughter, among other items. The case is ongoing. Now, and what might be a first, the boy's parents have also been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. That's for giving their son access to the car when he was legally prohibited from driving it. Queens DA Melinda Katz says, with this conviction, we have shown that the culpability in a fatal crash can go beyond the driver. Says we'll continue to seek justice for Fortune Williams and her grieving family. The driver, now 17, faces up to 15 years in prison if he's convicted of the top count. A state property in Chelsea will become a new city housing development.
It was a home for men who worked the docks more than 100 years ago. It became a women's prison. Governor Hochul now transforming it into 124 units of affordable housing.
74 units will be set aside for formerly incarcerated individuals who just want a chance to be part of society once again.
And there will be wraparound services.
Job training, family and relationship coaching, nutrition counseling, mental health care.
The development on West 20th Street will also include 9,000 square feet of community space. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul, and Comptroller Brad Lander today announcing $500 million from the Battery Park City Authority's Joint Purpose Fund. It'll be going towards building and maintaining affordable housing throughout the city. This coming from the BPCA's excess operating funds. Since 2010, that agency has contributed $461 million towards affordable housing, helped to build or preserve more than 10,000 units, in fact. Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer says the contribution advances the Adams administration's moonshot goal of 500,000 new homes for New Yorkers by the year 2032. Two men killed, another injured last night in shootings across Brooklyn.
The NYPD responding to Steuben Park for this initial shooting about a quarter of 11 last night. It's not far from the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and when cops arrived, they did find this victim, a man in his 30s, shot in the chest, and he later died. Moments later, scrambling to yet another shooting a couple of blocks away, 29 Ryerson Street. That address, in fact, is a migrant shelter that had just opened up in April. Where two men found out in front of the shelter, they had both been shot. One hit three times, leg, neck, and stomach. He died at Bellevue. Another man shot in the head, taken to Methodist. Very critical. So again, as cops investigate all of this to see if it is connected somehow, no arrests initially. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn.
In other news, the self-proclaimed wolf of Airbnb was sentenced to 51 months in the slammer for fraudulent operation of real estate businesses. This included entering into lease agreements on fraudulent pretenses and making false statements to get loans guaranteed by the Fed. According to a release from the Office of the U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of New York, Conrad Beischer told the media his nickname referred to the fact he had ferocity of a wolf, the ferocity of a wolf, because wolves are territorial, vicious, and show no mercy when provoked. Yeah. Aside from his prison term, Beischer was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to forfeit about $1.7 million and pay more than $2.2 million in restitution. Well, changes coming to the city's handling of e-bikes.
It's about first getting rid of the uncertified lithium-ion batteries and then creating new spaces to charge the certified ones outside.
People just was making basic mistakes parking at their exit way, at their doors, in their bedrooms.
Which Mayor Adams says is no place for an e-bike. So the DOT is proposing making it easier for building and business owners to build their own outdoor charging stations. Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh.
One of the things that's hardest to say to New Yorkers is please charge this outside. How many of us have outdoor space to do that?
The city is also starting an e-bike and battery trade-in program to get those uncertified devices off the streets. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.